Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 13th of February. Today, we get the release of January US consumer price inflation data. Now, perhaps more than ever, the focus needs to be on the details and not necessarily on the headline rate. For the headline rate, not much change is expected. But in terms of the politically important US affordability crisis, it is the details that are going to matter. Remember that the largest single component of consumer price inflation is an entirely fictitious price, owner's equivalent rent, a housing measure that no one has ever paid in the entire course of humanity's existence. Whether this price goes up or down, it will not make one bit of difference to the cost of living experience that is being lived by people in the real world. It does make a difference to inflation-linked treasury bonds, and it might make a difference to the Federal Reserve's thinking, though within limits, but that doesn't affect the affordability crisis perception. Instead, the focus has to be on the prices people care about. What people care about is not necessarily what actually matters, very definitely not in the case of consumer price inflation, where ordinary people focus on high-frequency purchases rather than their overall basket of consumption. Food prices, gasoline prices, and probably also electricity prices are highly visible, high-frequency purchases. Consumers are less likely to believe that prices are falling when they can see the price of a beefsteak has risen almost 18% in the past year, and they are reminded of that fact every single time they visit their local Walmart. Evidence of just how politically important the affordability crisis is comes from the fact that tariffs on some food products have already been rolled back in an effort to reduce the perception of inflation. An overnight Financial Times report suggests that the US administration is contemplating retreating from some of the tariffs US consumers are paying on metal products, precisely because of the impact on perceptions of affordability. One of the problems with this approach is that the evidence does suggest that while increasing tariffs will increase consumer prices, reducing tariffs does not necessarily reduce consumer prices. If retailers have got away with passing a price increase onto their consumers, it's difficult to get them to reverse that. The Eurozone really does not have a great deal that's happening today. There's the release of Spanish final consumer price inflation, but this rarely differs from the initial release. There's the release of fourth quarter GDP for the euro area. But one of the problems around the image of the euro area as an economy is that everyone in the market still focuses on the national numbers, and the euro area data is just an afterthought. There's a little more interest in the United Kingdom, where the Bank of England's chief economist, Pill, is scheduled to speak. Of course, any chief economist's remarks should always be heard with reverential attention. But with the bank poised to ease interest rates, and with the views on the economic outlook, especially on the inflation outlook, shifting, Pill's opinions have extra importance for investors. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.